Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalmi Brachas daf Mem Ches. We are starting Mem Zayin Amud Beis, about two lines up from the bottom with the words the base Rabbi Yanai, and in the Vilna Tzuris daf it's Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the eighth wide line with those same words, the base Rabbi Yanai. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sara Basa Yaakov Maisha Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah told us of this tefillah that Ibn Chunni ben Akana would say when he was walking into the base Medrash and walking out of it, and we continue in the same vein with more tefillahs. The base Rabbi Yanai Amrin, the base Medrash of Rabbi Yanai used to say Hanar Mishnasai, someone that wakes up from their sleep, Sara Chloimer has to say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, and they continue this bracha with the following: Ribayni, my master, Chatasi Lach, I've sinned to you. Yi Ratzom Fenecha Hashem Elokai Shetitan Li, you shall give me Lev to have a good heart. Mem Chesamun Alef on the top, Chelek to have a good portion, Yetzer to have a good Yetzer, Sever to have good aspirations, Shame to have a good name, Ayin to have a good eye, Venefesh to have a good soul, Venefesh Shval of Ruach Nemucha, and a lowly soul and a humble spirit. Al Yischal Shem Chabanu, don't allow your name to become profane through us. And don't make us the topic of conversation among other people, meaning don't do something bad to us so that people are going to talk about it. Don't allow our achris, our end, to be destroyed. And don't let our hope be the agony of the soul. Don't make us require the gifts of flesh and blood. Don't give our sustenance over to the hands of Basar Adam, meaning we should be self-employed, because when they give, it's very little, and the embarrassment suffered from them is a lot. Give us our portion in your Torah, with those that do your will, build your house, your hechol, ircha, your city, your mikdash, speedily in our days. Used to in the following, you shall place in our hearts to do a complete tshuva before you, so we should not be embarrassed from our forefathers in Olam Haba. Rav Yudah and Rav Yishmael, Kavli La'amayre, D'yemar Basar Pashasei Kein. Rav Yudah and Rav Yishmael, he instructed his Amayra, his spokesperson, should say this after he explained his shir. And Rav Tanchum Bar Iskol Stiko Matzli, he would daven the following, Yehi Ratzom Fnecho Hashem L'kai V'lekei Avaisai, Shetishbar V'tashbis Ula Shel Yetzahar M'libeinu, that you should break and destroy the yoke of the Yetzahar from our hearts. Shekach Bar Asanu, for so you have created us, L'asit Shetzayincha, to do your will, V'anu Chayavim L'asit Shetzayincha, and we have to do your will, at chafetz v'anu chafetzim, you want us to do so, we would like to do so. Umi ma'akev, and who holds us back? Sa'ar shebe'isa, the sa'ar in the dough. Who's that referring to? The Yetzahara. Gol ev yidol fenecha, it's revealed and known before you. She'en banu kayach lamed bay, that we don't have any kayach strength to stand up to it. Eli yiratzim fenecha, Hashem alekai velekai v'isai, it should be your will, shetashbi seu me'aleinu, that you should remove it from us, v'tachni ehu, and humble it, v'nasar etzoncha kirtzoneinu b'lev of shalem. Then we'll be able to do your will, like with our will, with a full heart. And Rabbi Yochanan Havamatzi, Rabbi Yochanan would daven the following, Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha, Hashem L'kai V'l'kai V'sai, Shetashkin B'Puryenu, you should cause to dwell in our lot, Ahava V'Achva, love and brotherhood, Shalom V'Reos, peace and friendship, V'Tatzliach Sofenu, Achris V'Tikva, and cause us to succeed at realizing our ultimate goal and hope, V'Tarbek V'Lein B'Talmidim, and you should increase our borders with Talmidim, V'Nasis B'Chalkinu B'Gan Eden, and we should rejoice in with our portion in Gan Eden, Sakneinu Lev Toiv V'Chever Toiv, and acquire for us a good heart and a good friend, V'Nashkin V'Nimtza Yichol V'Venu, and we should awake early and find our heart's desire, V'Tavei L'Fanecha Karis Nafshenu L'Toiva, and may the fulfilling of our needs be pleasing before you. Now, just concluding our explanation of the Mishnah of Nechani ben Akana had said, Uvitsiasi, when I leave on Unaisin Hadai al Chalki, I give thanks for my Chalek, and Amar of Oven, he explains, Akel Shechalak Li Deo Maesatoiv, to the God that apportioned to me wisdom and good deeds. And moving on to the brand new Halacha, Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah says, Ramagamil, I'm Ramagamil, says, the Bechal Yoim Adam Espal Shmaina Esrei, every single day a person has to daven Shmaina Esrei, which is 18 brachas, meaning the text of his tefillah is 18 brachas. Rabbi Shua says, Me'ain Shmaina Esrei. It's only Me'ein Shemayna Esrei, a shortened version of Shemayna Esrei. It doesn't have to be all 18 brachas. Rabbi Kiva says, Im Shgur Tefillah Sebefev, if this person's tefillahs are very smooth in his mouth, he's not going to mess up when he davens, Mispal Shemayna Esrei, he should say all 18 brachas. Vimlav, but if not, Me'ein Shemayna Esrei, then he could say a shortened version of these 18 brachas. The Gemara asks, V'lam Shemayna Esrei, why 18 brachas? So we're going to have five different answers. So Rishum Levi Amr, he says, Keneged Shemayna Esrei Mizmairis, Shekasim Mirashi Shelta Hilim Ad Yan Chashem Yayim Sara. The 18 brachas are corresponding to the 18 mizmaris of Tehillim that are from the beginning of Tehillim all the way Tetek HaPilto Chaf, which is Yancho Hashem B'yayim Tzara. And Im Yarmil Cha'adam, if a person's going to tell you, Teisha Esrei Hein, there's 19 Mizmairim. As we just said, Yancho Hashem B'yayim Tzara is Perek Chaf in Tehillim. So it means that there's 19 Kapitel Chaf Tehillim, not 18. So Amar Lo, you should tell him, Lama Rog Shugayim, Les Humin Hain. The second Perek at Tehillim that starts, Lama Rog Shugayim, that's not counted as its own Perek at Tehillim. Really, it's just a continuation of the first. So really, there's 18 Prakim of Tehillim before Perek Chaf, which is Yancho Hashem B'yayim Tzara, and that's what the Baruchos of Shemayna Esrei correspond to. I mean, Karamar, from here they said, Hamaspal of Loinene, if a person davened and he wasn't answered, Tzarech Tainis, he has to fast. In other words, if a person davened Shemayna Esrei and he wasn't answered, so what's the Perek Tehillim which comes right after 18? The Perek Tehillim starts, Yancho Hashem B'yayim Tzara. Hashem should answer you on a day of Tzara, which means that a person should fast and Hashem will answer him. And Amar of Mana, he says, Remez L'Talmud Chacham Sha'adam Tzarech Loimer L'Rabbi Tishma Tfilascha. This is a hint to a Talmud Chacham that a person should tell his Rebbe, Hashem should listen to your tefillah. Because the words Yancho Hashem B'yayim Tzara, literally translated, mean Hashem should answer you on your day of Tzara. We're not asking Hashem to answer us. It's like we're telling somebody else, oh, Hashem should answer you when you have a day of Tzara. The Ramban is learning from here that a Talmud Chacham should tell his Rebbe, Hashem should answer you when you daven. Now here's our second explanation why we have 18 brachos of Shemayna Esrei. Amar Siman, he says, Keneged Shemayna Esrei Cholio Shebeshedra. They correspond to the 18 vertebrae of the spine. Shebeshosha Adam Oimen Mispal. When a person stands and davens, Tzarech L'shuach B'kulon, he has to bow with all of them, meaning when a person bows during Shemayna Esrei at the beginning and at Maidim, so he has to bow to the extent where all the chulius of his shedra, where all the vertebrae of his spine are going to protrude. Matam, what's the source? The pasuk says, "Kol atzmaisi tarmano, Hashem yichamaycho." All my bones shall speak, Hashem, who is like you. When a person's vertebrae, their spine, are protruding, it's as if all of his bones are speaking. And Amar Blevi, he gives a third explanation of why we have 18 brachas of Shemayna Esrei. Keneged Shemayna Esrei haskaros shekasov b'havul Hashem b'nei elim. The 18 brachas correspond to the 18 times it says Hashem's name in the Perek of Tehillim, havul Hashem b'nei elim, which is what we say right at the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, right before Lechodaydi. And Rav Chana says, Im Yom Lcha'adam, if a person's going to tell you, Shvasrei Inon, there's 17 brachas in Shemayna Esrei, there aren't 18 brachas in Shemayna Esrei. So Mem Chasom is on top, and Barla, you could tell him, Shalminin, the bracha of Minin, which is Vamal Shinim, Kvar Kavu Chacham B'Yavne, the Chacham already established in Yavne, that we should say it, and that's counted as one of the 18 brachas. Now, Haz Rabbalaz Rabbi Yasi, Kumi Rabbi Yasi, Rabbalaz Rabbi Yasi asked in front of Rabbi Yasi, Vaksiv, but it says in the Pasa, Kel HaKavid Hirim, so we have another mention of Hashem's name in this Parakat Tehillim. So that means that there's 19 mentions and not 18 mentions of Hashem's name. So Amalei said, "Vatani, we already learned in Brisa, Kol Shalminim v'Shal Poishim b'Machnia Zaydim." That one that's davening Shemayna Esrei includes talking about Minim and Poishim in the bracha of Machnia Zaydim. Shal Zakenim v'Shal Geirim b'Miftach LaTzadikim, and he includes Zakenim and Geirim in the bracha of Tzadikim. And Shal David b'Bani Yerushalayim and the bracha of David, which is Es Samach David in the bracha of B'Bani Yerushalayim. So since we're including other things in these brachas, they don't have their own brachas, but they're included in other brachas. That's what this extra Shem Hashem of Kel HaKavod Hirim corresponds to. The Gemara says that can't be because Islacha Mesapka L'chol Chadav Chadav and Hoyna Adkara. Do you have enough Shemais Hashem for all these things that are being included? It's not one extra thing which is included in a bracha. It's numerous extra things. We have something included in Machniyah Zedim, something included in Tzadikim, and something included in Bain Yerushalayim, but we have only one extra Shem Hashem. And we end it off with a question. Moving on to the fourth explanation of why we have Shemayna Esrei Brachas, 18 Brachas. Rabbi Chanin Shem Rapinchas says, Can I get Shemayna Esrei Pa'amim Sha'avais Ksuvin B'Tayra Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, corresponding to the 18 times that the name Avram Yitzchak Yaakov are mentioned in the same pasuk. And Im Yom L'Cha'adam, if a person is going to tell you Chasrei Hein, that there's 19, and Marloi, tell him V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav Lesu Min Hain. The pasuk of V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav is not counted as part because it doesn't have Yaakov's name in it. And Im Yom L'Cha'adam, if a person is going to tell you Shvasrei Hein, there's really only 17 times in the Torah where it says Avram Yitzchak Yaakov in the same pasuk. So Marloi, you can tell him V'karei V'hem Shemi V'shem Avaisai Avraham Yitzchak Min Hain. When Yaakov was benching Ephraim and Menashe, and he said this pasuk, so he says V'karei V'hem Shemi, my name. So even though the name Yaakov isn't explicitly mentioned in the pasuk, Yaakov is talking about his own name in that pasuk. And we also have the names Avram and Yitzchak in that pasuk, and so it's counted like there's Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov in that pasuk. And our fifth explanation of why we have 18 brachos in Shemayna Esrei, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Keneged Shemayna Esrei Tzivuyin, it corresponds to the 18 commands Shekasov Parshas Mishkan Sheni that's written in the second parsha of the Mishkan. Second parsha of the Mishkan means Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, and when it says 18 commands, it's referring to a time where it says Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. And Amar Chaim Barva, he says Ubulvad Min V'itoy Aholiyah Benachi Samach Ad Soifei DeSifra. It's only counting those Tzivuyin from the pasuk of V'itoy Aholiyah Benachi Samach till the end of the Sefer. Now the Gemara goes on to talk about other tefillos. Sheva Shel Shabbos Minayin. What about Shmein Esrei of Shabbos? There's 7 brachas there. What do they correspond to? Amar Yitzchak Keneged Shiva Koyla Shekasev B'Havol Hashem B'nei Elim, corresponding to the 7 koils that we mention in Havol Hashem. b'neilim. Amar Yudin on Turiya, he gives a different explanation. Keneged Shiva Azkaras, Shikasa Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. They correspond to the seven Shemas Hashem that we say in Perek and Tadi Beis and Tehillim. Move on to Rosh Hashanah. Teishas Rosh Hashanah Minayin. What are the nine brachas of Musaf Rosh Hashanah Shmanasir correspond to? Amar Abba Kartignaya, Keneged Teisha Azkaras, Shikasa Parshas Chana, corresponding to this Azkaras that's written in Parshas Chana. Uksim Basef, and it says at the end of that parsha, Hashem Yadin Afsei Aret, that Hashem is going to judge the land, so that's very apropos for Shmana Esri of Rosh Hashanah. Esen Varba Shal Tainius Minayin, what do the 24 brachas said on a public fast day correspond to? Rav Chelboi, Rav Shmuel, Rav Nachman, Trevayin Amrin, both of them say, Keneged Esen Rabba Pa'amim Shekasa Parsha Shal Shlema, Rino Tfilu Tchina, as corresponds to the 24 times that there's Lashanus of Rino Tfilu Tchina that Shlema Melech mentioned by the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So now that we just mentioned a fast day, we continue talking about that. Reb Zair B'Shem Reb Yirmiya tells us, Yachad B'tanis Tzibur Tzarech L'Haskir Me'en HaMa'ira. An individual, Yachad, who's davening on a fast day, he has to mention Me'en HaMa'ira. He has to mention something which reflects the occasion of the day, which means he has to mention something about the fast day in a Shemana Esrei. And this is what we call Anenu. Now, Eichen Wa'aymer, where does he say it in Shemana Esrei? Ben Gal Yisrael L'Reif Echaylim. After the Bruch of Gal Yisrael, before the Bruch of Reif Echaylim. Umahu Aymer, what does he say? Anenu Hashem Anenu Be'esu Va'ayin Hazayis. Answer us, Hashem, answer us in this time and season. Kibitzar G'day L'Anachnu, for we're in great distress. Al Taser Penachem Menu, don't hide your face from us. V'al Tesal Mitchino Seinu, and don't ignore our Tchinais. Ki Ato Hashem Oino Be'es Sara, for you're Hashem, who answers us in a time of distress. Poydu Umatzel B'chol Es Mitzuka, who saves and redeems at every time of difficulty. V'etzak V'al Hashem Batzar Elohem U'mitzuka Seim Yitzi'em. The Pasuk says, and they would cry out to Hashem in their distress, and from their straits he would take them out. Baruch Ato Hashem Oino Be'es Sara, who answers in the time of pain or distress. Now Rabbi Yanai says, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem Be'es Rabbi Yanai, that Oimra, the person says it, B'shem in Shemei Tefillah, and not after Gal Yisrael, before Reif Echaylim. We're going to stop here for the day, but continue talking about this topic tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.